It's Thursday morning. You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Time to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. See, just when you switched me over when I called in, I was able to listen to the station and I heard the announcement. Today is my day sponsor day.
Thanks.
My husband and I gave a day sponsor gift in honor of my parents' wedding anniversary, which happens to be today. They would have been married 71 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great story. I don't mean to make this all about my parents, but it is a great story. So my mom and dad were actually engaged the entire time my dad was overseas for World War II. So they got engaged just before he went, and he was gone almost 4 years. So he was gone. I think it was outside Italy and Africa and Ireland and all these different places. He was in the army. And when he came back, when he was being released in 1945, he wrote my mom a letter and said, I'm going to be home such and such a day. I want to get married right away. So she had 2 weeks to plan her wedding. but they would have been married 71 years. Wonderful, wonderful parents, wonderful God-fearing model of love for us. So to all the listeners, I know this is not a share-a-thon day, but I would urge any of the listeners that it's a wonderful opportunity, a day sponsor, to honor someone, honor your parents, honor your children, honor your grandchildren, honor your pastor, your congregation. Just if there's a special day in your life, it's a wonderful opportunity to know that you've done two things. You've given a memorial. You've honored someone publicly, but in a spirit of also that gift making a difference for the proclamation of the gospel. So there's just a wonderful, well-rounded way to share good news.
Well, thanks be to God for, one, for the gift of a lovely God-fearing parents and the example they set for you and bringing you that good news of Jesus. And now giving thanks to God for them and doing so by helping us tell the good news of Jesus on Worldwide KFUO. Thanks so much for that.
You're very, very welcome. So today, Andy, I was going to hop onto the train I started last week. Remember last week we talked about the virtual tours and how you could get a sneak peek. You could visit each of our senior living communities without ever leaving the comfort of your home or your computer terminal. And so that made me think about the fact that, if I'm not mistaken, there's a link somewhere, and I'm on a search for it. I haven't found it yet, so I'm going to have to report back to you guys on this. But there's a link somewhere of a camera that is following the progress of a new building that is going up at Lenore Woods, which is our community in Columbia, Missouri. And actually, Lenore Woods has had great new things happening for the last, few years. So it was a campus that Lutheran Senior Services had acquired about 10 years ago. And in that time, they've done different buildings to be able to offer different things, or update some of the surroundings. So that's kind of a thing that has happened throughout Lutheran Senior Services. We call it repositioning, meaning a building that had existed for one thing can be redone or renovated to be used for another, or new buildings can go up. So in the St. Louis area, for example, if anybody lived in the Webster Groves area a few years back, they probably remembered driving along Laclede Station Road, and they could look up and they could see the large new building of apartments that had been added to Laclede Groves. Or if anybody was in the Baldwin area, Merrimack Bluffs a few years ago, over the last 10 years, has added different places. The most recent was adding floors actually above the care center in order to be able to expand on the short-term rehab and memory care that they could offer there. Or the same thing in St. Charles with Breeze Park. So in Breeze Park, they took what had been a long, large campus that covers an area, and to the end of it, they also added a wing for short stay rehab for people, you know, recovering after surgeries and strokes and such. So there's always this constant hubbub of repositioning and renovating. Springfield, Illinois, Concordia Village, just this last year added another set of independent living apartments, and I believe one or two patio homes. Lutheran Hillside Village in Peoria is going through the same thing. They have it's a campus that has been around for a long time. So in order to update some of what they provide, they've done some renovation. They've knocked down some of the other buildings, and they're building new ones. So all of this I mentioned from the standpoint of Lutheran Senior Services consistently living out their mission by wanting to make sure that the quality and excellence meets the needs of those who come in. So, for example, over the years, adding the short stay rehab, which we call REACH Short Stay Rehab, really is in an effort to be able to provide for the full continuum of care that everyone has or needs. And knowing that that quality and excellence is something that is a great way to deliver that. So really, all the way through, each of our sites, Meridian Village and Glen Carbon, they've all had some sort of renovation or building going on. And I'm not sure I've mentioned on the air that I think I have, but just to remind anyone in the St. Louis area, there is a spot that Lutheran Senior Services has purchased in Lake St. Louis, and it is going to be called Lake Point. And so that building should be, I know they're selling right now. They've got opportunities if anyone lives out in that area. If you drive right along that I-64 just before it merges into or kind of merges with 70 or you know, Highway 61 area, you know, there's a sign there of where the site is going to be and a website for making an appointment, lakepointliving.org, if you wanted to go and make an appointment and go check out about that. Mason Point, which is the most recent addition to Lutheran Senior Services on Highway 40, I-64, and Mason Road. It had been the Cedars at Town and Country, is going through some renovation as well. And the plans are there also to add independent living and to eventually make it into a full senior living community. Because we do know at Lutheran Senior Services that the population is aging, and Lutheran Senior Services does want to be prepared to be able to meet those needs for people who are interested in moving into our communities where the continuum of care is available to them all in one spot.
You know, LSS Living is just always on the move, always growing, not sitting still, that's for sure.
Well, and I know I do need to check on the access to this, but I also know that one of the things that they have applied for is something that would be kind of unique, and the intent is to bring it to the North County area, we also know that people are living in their homes that are not financially able to move into into our continuing care retirement communities. So as we've mentioned also, affordable housing, that we have the low-income housing. We already have 11 sites. We have a new site that, if I'm not mistaken, has been approved, and that will be an addition to or next to Dunroad Manor on in North County. And that will increase the number of low-income seniors in that area that we are able to serve, as well as something called Medicaid private duty, so that if you are needing someone to come into your home and do non-medical help, that there would be some opportunity to provide that to low-income seniors. So, yes, they are always on the move, always looking for new ways to serve the largest number of senior adults possible, because we know the need exists, and we know that we can be there in order to meet those needs and touch more lives with that whole person mission that we have of being able to help older adults live life to the fullest, physically, socially, emotionally, and spiritually.
Well, that is it's a great mission, and glad that it's going strong, that that LSS is continuing to serve more people in our community. And by community, that's really spreading pretty far across the Midwest now.
Well, it truly is. And, you know, I grabbed something right here while you were talking about serving so many, and it is spreading. I thought I would grab, I'm going to see if I can find the some of the statistics that we have. So in Lutheran Senior Services alone, I would say we serve probably close to 11,000. For a lot of years, we were serving about 10,000 a year, and I think we've exceeded the number of serving at least more than 11,000, and that's different kinds of touches. Those would be the 4,000 plus living spaces that we have, where residents can actually live in the buildings, or it's through our home and community-based services or our hospice care. You know, it really is interesting about our average age is about between 83 and 84 years old. But you can move into any of these communities. You'd be served by them at 62 plus. And it would be very interesting to see just how many people, you know, by age 70 are taking a look at it and saying, you know, I'm getting there myself, looking at it and going, you know, this house is just really a lot to take care of. Why don't I move to some place where somebody's going to take care of it for me? But there are many statistics that we have. Did you know? This is just another odd statistic. More than 2,600 meals are served through Lutheran Senior Services every year. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That's a lot of meals.
It is. It's a lot of meals. That's a lot of kitchens that are, a lot of people that are giving their hands in the kitchen.
Absolutely. So, but the thing about that is those meals, they're more than just meals. What happens at those meals? People gather around them.
Oh, absolutely, the fellowship of the meal. And then also, you know, you think about it, in our dining areas, in our senior living communities, many of the servers, especially for the evening meals, are high school students. So that's also that great opportunity for that high school student to have a job, but also to mix the generations, that mm-hmm. you've got your younger students that are serving the older adults, and some of the great conversations that happen there, and the energizing the energy that gets generated when the older adults are around younger kids too. It's just everywhere you turn, there's just something great that you can see happening that really energizes and helps life be lived to the fullest.
Well, and the best place to find out about that, lssliving.org. And hopefully we can find out more about the project that you were talking about earlier.
Yes, I'm going to contact them. I'm, of course, here in Minnesota now, and I'm going to shoot an email and say, didn't we have a link somewhere, and can we make that available that I could advertise on the air? I will see what I can do.
That would be great.
And meanwhile, I pray that everyone is blessed today, and that everyone is bathed in God's grace and remembers that today is a brand new day to live to His glory.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jane. And thanks for celebrating your parents' anniversary with us and celebrating Worldwide KFUO today.
You are very welcome. Be blessed.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful day. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Hope you can join us for that and more. His time all on the way on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.